John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Bum, bum, bada, bum, bum. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you?
I'm well. You see, we don't usually do stories about kid touchers, but we make an exception for 57-year-old Paul Carlock Jr. of Springfield, Illinois.
Why, you mother-grabbing bastard!
Because Carl's had quite a career, mostly in law enforcement. But along the way, he's also been a clown, a magician, a minister, a youth counselor, and a big brother. As a cop, he counseled kids for the state's prison system. He did that for 3 years and spent 6 years as a youth phys ed trainer for the corrections department. He spent 4 years as a detective in the Springfield Police Department's youth division.
Mr. Woodcock.
He spent 4 years in the child health division of the state's Department of Public Health.
Seems to be a theme here.
And for several years, he was the juvenile officer in Grandview, Illinois. At church, he focused on Sunday school and vacation Bible school.
Oh, God.
Carl was arrested this week by Homeland Security as he returned from one of his trips to the Philippines.
Oh, no.
Is this really newsworthy?
I think so. And while most Americans don't believe in vampires, as we mentioned earlier, they do believe in Dick Cheney. And former President Jimmy Carter says the current vice president is a disaster who's had too much influence on foreign policy. Carter says Cheney is a militant who's often wrong. And Carter points out that for being so pro-military, Cheney managed to avoid ever serving himself.
Peanut farmer, speak obvious.
Yeah, peanut farmer need to speak obvious.
Oh, and by the way, kudos to the newspaper in Olympia, Washington for its front page this morning.
Why?
The Olympian posted 48 color portraits of soldiers from that area who've died so far in Iraq. The banner headline reads, In Memoriam, the soldiers' profiles are inside. There's a special service today at nearby Fort Lewis.
God, every paper in the country ought to do it.
So how about some encouraging news about people? A new survey says more than half of all straight Americans favor equal treatment under the law for gays. 7 out of 10.
Just people.
That was a lot of background noise for a stupid tape.
But that's what Howard was saying was right.
Just people.
That's the way we feel.
That's right.
Right.
7 out of 10 breeders.
Just people.
Say they've spoken out for the homosexual community.
And I love that name, incidentally, for straight people.
Yeah.
Breeders. I do love that.
They've spoken out. 7 out of 10 have spoken out for the homosexual community while someone else was bad-mouthing it.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
A third of us admit we still avoid speaking out just to avoid confrontation.
Just people.
1 out of 5 of us says we don't speak out for gays because of our religious beliefs, but the same number of us says we do speak out for gays because of our religious beliefs.
Can I offer counterpoint?
Yes.
I find it unusual. Thank you.
Rob Spiewak.
Yesterday, whoever the current dear...
I would like to offer a counterpoint.
Hmm?
3 simple words. Read the Bible. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Dwight.
Dwight.
Thank you, Michael. What's his name?
Michael Scott.
Right, Mike. Scott.
Michael Scott.
Yesterday, whoever the current Dear Abby is also spoke out in favor of gay marriage.
Whoever she is, she's hot as balls, I'll tell you that. She's hot as Abigail Van Buren Bowles.
Who would you do, Dear Abby or Rosalind Carter?
Ann Landers.
Rosalind?
Oh, yeah.
I would do Rosalind Carter.
Still?
Haven't seen her lately.
How about his
compared
mom?
Compared to those other bags.
I believe Dear Abby's no longer with us.
That Abby is dead.
Abigail Van Buren and Ann Landers, both, I believe, underground.
Right. Wasn't Carter's mom in the White House for a while?
Yes.
Lillian
Carter.
She was hot.
I would do Billy.
I couldn't go near her because Billy came out of her birth canal.
Ta-da!
Fully clothed.
With his beer, with his can of beer.
Billy Beer.
Billy Beer.
People are far more likely to complain about their phone and internet service than they are to complain about the war, and that's where the big phone companies draw the line. AT&T and Verizon are being accused of cutting off service to subscribers who criticize them online. The big phone companies also have been especially cooperative with the government about freely handing over the phone records of millions of innocent Americans.
Is this part of your made-up news?
No, this is real.
Okay.
Now, the phone companies, AT&T and Verizon, to name two, are turning off service to people who don't like their service.
He's insane! He's an insane man!
The phone companies argue that you agreed to this when you signed up for the service, like that makes it okay.
Like, I'm not happy.
Like you had a choice. Me neither, Paula. Earlier this year, AT&T suffered a technical glitch when Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder criticized President Bush. Atlas shrugged.
Oh, no.
And finally, vodka has saved a man's life and given us all reason to live.
Okay.
In Queensland, Australia.
Now I'm listening with both ears.
Queensland, Australia. Doctors were forced to treat a 24-year-old Italian tourist who had drunk antifreeze to try to kill himself.
He's a no good.
Otis. His name wasn't Otis, was it?
I don't understand, but I know right now there's a bigger dog named Otis that's taking a poop over to heaven.
this tourist was sad. Normally, they would hook up the patient to an IV drip of pharmaceutical-grade alcohol. Alcohol, which is a poison in its own right, also neutralizes a lot of different poisons that might get into your system. It's a common treatment for poisoning. This particular hospital, however, had run out of that particular alcohol. But they did have a case of vodka. So they used that.
There you go.
They gave this man the equivalent, listen carefully to this, they gave him the equivalent of 3 shots an hour around the clock for 3 days. That's 216 consecutive shots, one every 20 minutes.
Michael Mara.
Man, talk about bliss.
The patient lives.
Of course he does.
Of course he does. He lives well.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're
no.
out of time.
No.
That's it. We got to go. Got to go watch the Tonight Show.
Yes.
We'll see you with a new episode tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
She's a pig.
Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Hey, had Peter North, what?
I think I'm going to be a tiger.
Yeah. Rawr!
Jesus.
Ron Jeremy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.